Eric from Victoria is on the line. Says he listens to the podcasts all the time, and he wanted to contribute a snake story from his honeymoon trip to Costa Rica, John. Good morning, Eric.
Yeah, good morning, Brad.
All right, what kind of snake are we talking about?
Well, they originally told us it was nothing, but it actually turned out to be a baby pit viper, which is pretty darn venomous.
Yeah, and so you guys are in the jungle area. I just went to Costa Rica myself, and we went up to La Fortuna and the Arenal volcano and stuff, and there was some pretty thick jungle and stuff up in there. And I did hear them mention that the place is popular for pit vipers, but yours, Kate, you had an up-close encounter. How did it happen?
Yeah, we were staying at a resort near Manuel Antonio Park, and it's like a four-story building, and the top floor of it, you know, it's probably 2,500 square feet or so. So it's not huge, but it's, you know, a good size for, a honeymoon suite. And there were no windows on it. It was just screen. And the interior of the place was all sort of open with a big, tall, rafted ceiling and beams and that kind of stuff. And, you know, second night of our honeymoon, we're laying on the bed. And, you know, we're just sweating from the tropical heat and just lying there relaxing. And all of a sudden, something fell on Sherry's belly. And she jumped up and wiped it off and hit. She flung it off her belly and it hit me, and I looked down and saw what it was, and it was a little baby snake. So I jumped out of the bed too, and you know, we started yelling and trying to figure out what to do. But this thing was curled up in the middle of the bed in a defensive position, like it was going to strike at something. So I grabbed the glass and put the glass over top of it, and then you know, I was able to keep it in the glass. And we took it down to the reception area. And I said, oh, yeah, don't worry, just a little baby pit viper. They're not venomous. Well, it turns out that that's just BS, because the smaller the snake is, the more venom they have, because they have little tiny fangs, and they got to put out a lot of venom if they're biting you.
Is that so true?
I don't know, but still, a pit viper is a very venomous snake. Yeah, I know that. And to have it land in your lap in the bed in your honeymoon, that's not good.
It was pretty unnerving. I had to work for hours to keep Sherry on her honeymoon. She just wanted to go home.
And you included the pictures. You included the pictures too. I appreciate that.
Yeah, it was an interesting little adventure for us. And we're we're not going back to that place again.
Can we just stay at a Holiday Inn with a regular roof and regular walls, and not have to worry about animals coming in? Eric, thank you very much. Thanks for listening to us across the water in Victoria, man.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for doing such a great job. You guys are lots of fun.
I believe if Matt's on line three, then we'll get Matt's story. Matt originally from Wisconsin, John, and then out here working at NAS Whidbey. Good morning, Matt.
All right, Matt. Fellow cheesehead. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, and you were in Eastern Washington. Was it a fishing thing that you were doing?
So I was working down there for a little bit in Pullman.
We went
down there fishing every day in the Snake River.
Okay, in the Snake. Oh, Snake River. Yeah. Snake. What kind of snake are we talking about here?
Bullheads and rattlesnakes.
What happened?
So we go down there fishing, and everything blends in with the ground, the rocks, and the tumbleweed, whatever. And we fished down there every day. We had no clue. And they said, watch out during certain parts of the season. So we're like, all right. Well, my buddy Kyle, I mean, this guy's like 320, 6'4". I've seen this guy leap on the side of he's got these boulders on the side of the road, so you don't drive in the river. This guy jumps up on top of this rock within no warning at all and leaps on top of the rock and said, you guys might want to get up here. And so I freak out, and I drop everything, and I jump on the boulder, and we look down. There's 100 snakes, easy.
Were they living under the boulder or what?
Yeah, so the condensation on the rocks in the morning for the dew, so we would go before work and after work. They would come under the ledge of the boulders and just hover under there and fall up. And then the ground was covered also. So there was there's close to 100 of them.
And some of them are rattlesnakes?
Rattlesnakes and bull snakes. A bull snake is a rattlesnake without the tail.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. And so you're you're on that boulder for how long?
Close to 3 hours. We had no idea how to get down because they're everywhere.
Till a helicopter came and got you out of there. How did you get out of there?
Boat police came up, actually. We called the sheriff's department, and they're like, well, we're not coming there because it's a good length from the road to the boulders. So, what do we do, you know? And the boat police came up because we were right on the water. I'm talking, maybe 5 feet from the water's edge, and it's a straight 10-foot drop. And they got us down.
So you're there 3 hours, waiting for somebody to rescue from these these snakes. And
you
what
couldn't throw something at them or, you know, get them to move. There was too many of them.
Well, we had a little, like, little pebbles on top of the things we started throwing. They weren't moving. They were kind of getting all hissy at each other.
Yeah.
So we just fished a little bit on top of the boulder for a little bit until they came.
Wow. That is awesome. That, you probably didn't get any pictures of that, did you? You were, this is before cell phone cams and all that?
No, I had pictures of it. It's just, like, almost 9 years ago, so who knows where that phone's at.
Yeah, gotcha.